A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in a field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you must also be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. Happy New Year! Thank you. Good way to begin the new year. We begin with the Advent season and appropriately the preparation to celebrate among us the great mystery of the birth of our Savior in our world. And the new year begins to usher in that event, and it brings with it the various challenges to have New Year's resolutions. How can we improve ourselves on our journey? You have any New Year plans? Okay, let's make some. Let's make some, because the invitation of the readings is to really look at what plans we might make to journey throughout yet another year. Great readings from that point of view. Sounds like a kind of a dark side when you hear the readings, but there's much more to it. It dawned on me during the week. You know that expression? You use that expression? It dawned on me. What does it mean? Does it mean I had previous information and I recalled it at that time? Does it mean that it was kind of like an enlightenment and I said, "Ah, oh, I knew that, I should have been doing it"? And I thought to myself, an interesting phrase that we use so commonly and ordinarily. It becomes a part of our regular parlance, if you like. And we say it so unassumingly, but I think how important it is in these specific readings. They are all directing us toward that. The prophet Isaiah, in the first reading, had this delightful dream, a dream of universal peace. Do you have a dream of universal peace? It's hard to have it, no doubt. But having it as a son or daughter of the Father, I think, is pretty important. It was a great notion that Isaiah had. He dreamt of a time in which people from all nations would stream to the Lord's mountain. Mount Zion was where the temple of the Lord was built. And he saw people coming from all over the world to converge there so that they might hear the wisdom of God and they might learn from him and they might visit in his temple. He saw a time where people would no longer hurt or harm one another. He saw a time where people would not prepare for war any longer and would take their swords and turn them into plowshares for plowing in the fields and for bringing about the fruits of the earth. And their spears, they would turn them into pruning hooks for pruning all of that creation of God. It's a delightful thought. People would be filled with the knowledge of the Lord and they would walk in his ways. You see that coming about? Hard to see it, but important to keep it alive. Many people thought the prophet Isaiah's dream would come true with the advent or the coming of the Christ. Others thought it would come at the second coming, and others thought it was just a pie-in-the-sky kind of dream. And yet other people really believed it and live it. And there are people out there who really believe that and live that on a daily basis, the importance of peace in our world. Jesus taught the importance of it. In the heart of the gospel in chapter 5, the opening of chapter 5 in Matthew's gospel, which we will be discovering later in the year, the Beatitudes, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God, the sons and daughters of the Father. They are the bearers of peace," which is what we celebrate in the Christmas event, the birth of peace in our world, because Jesus was the total embodiment of that peace. So his sons and daughters are the people who are seeking peace. When will it dawn on us that that is our mission? That's our purpose for being. That is the very reason we exist. The theme of light figures very prominently in all of the readings. St. Paul says to us, "The night is almost over. It'll be daylight soon." He speaks about it in moving toward the completion of life. That's certainly more true for some of us than others, right? We're headed there and it kind of gets closer each year, right? But he goes on to urge us to turn away from darkness and to live in the light. Isaiah was saying the same thing. He urges us to walk in the light of the Lord and to live in peace. And therefore, the message as we begin our new year is maybe, when is it going to dawn on us as his people that he really does have a mission for us? And that is what it is about. There are people who really work in their daily lives to bring about that dream of the prophet Isaiah. There are people who are really serious and genuine about it. How serious am I? One day, a wise rabbi was teaching his students, and he asked his students this question: "How can you tell when the night has passed and the day is on its way back again?" One of the students said, "Well, when you see an animal in the distance and you can tell whether it is a sheep or a goat." And a second said, "When you see a tree in the distance and you can tell whether it is a fig tree or a pear tree." And a third said, "When you see a person approaching in the distance and you can tell whether it is an enemy or a friend." There were many more answers, but the rabbi was not impressed. And so his students begged him and they said, "Rabbi, please tell us the answer." And what he said is, "It is when you can look at the face of any human being and see there the face of a brother or sister. Because if you cannot do this, then no matter what time it is, for you it is still night." What a great thought. That it should dawn on us at some point along the way that hoarding unforgiveness, being unjust, being untruthful, not loving justice and not loving peace, that the darkness still exists so long as I am unwilling to offer friendship, offer love. So long as my prejudice reigns, the darkness reigns. So long as my hatred exists, so long as my enmity is there, so long as my unforgiveness reigns in my life,
So long as there is a lack of reconciliation, while at the same time I try to receive his reconciliation, then there is a real darkness in my life. So long as injustice continues to reign, and so long as I don't seek out peace in my life, then the darkness exists. Perhaps it will dawn on us this year that we are blessed as sons and daughters because we are the seekers and the bearers of peace.